John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. My colleagues for the New World Report, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal in Bogota, and Joseph Umar, the Secure Free Society Executive Director. He's in Washington. Joseph, the Chile Constitution is in play after the protests, the vote, the decision to change the Constitution. Are there easy issues? Is there a line in the sand here, or is everything topsy-turvy? Is this part of what you've been identifying with Maria as an attempt to undermine confidence in democracy? Help me, Joseph.
Yeah, John, I'm very concerned about Chile because it once has always been considered the beacon of free enterprise, of democracy in Latin America. It's one of the few countries that ever evolved into like the, what they would call the OECD class of economic development. But unfortunately, it's been attacked. It's been attacked very viciously by movements, socialist movements, political movements inside the country, but also by external forces, Venezuela, Cuba, all the people that want to bring down the brand of capitalism, not just in Latin America, but throughout the world. They've been using Chile as a symbol, and they want to attack that. And so this Constitutional Assembly that's getting ready to take shape next month is a part of that. And I've mentioned this before on the show, John. Every one of these authoritarian regimes, whether it's Venezuela or Bolivia or Nicaragua, they started by changing the constitutions. It was done with the best intentions, but it quickly led to the consolidation of power into the executive branch, the superseding of the executive over the separation of powers, and then all the other kind of persecutions and repressions started to happen. I'd be very sad if this happened in Chile, but Chile is playing with fire in this particular instance because there are all these forces that want to bring it down because of the symbol that Chile has represented in Latin America as a symbol of hope for economies that want to prosper.
Maria, the very distinguished columnist for The Economist named Bello, I mean, that's the name of the column, he's in London, writes that the change is going to be a bit more state and a bit less market. That is a polite way of saying, I believe, that power of the economy is being concentrated in the hands of the president, of the executive. Is that something that you see throughout the region? Do you see that in Bogota? A push to concentrate power in the executive away from the market? Or does the marketplace still have a voice in Colombia and throughout the region?
Well, I like the article, but I think it's too much positive as far as I understand what happened in Chile. Remember that Chile had the strongest and healthiest economy. Chile had the highest labor mobility even than the U.S. So if you quit a job or you were fired, you find very quickly another job. So it is a healthier economy. I'm not sure if inside there was a society upset of concentrating of business in a few hands. Maybe it was, I'm not sure. But what I don't think it sounds me for common sense for a healthier economy to now again concentrate power in the state, which is a socialist agenda, then let the free market grow. Free market is individual, creative individual, innovative individual with their spirit of becoming successful, making money and living better. No, any officer, no one, any government would tell you how you handle or manage or administrate your money. Anyone. And if they do, of course, be sure that they're going to take it for them. So I don't share the same conclusion, and I'm afraid that these forces from the bad guys are all away from Latin America. ELN, these groups, these crazy groups, Hezbollah, they're high, but they are there.
Joseph, we have a couple of minutes here. I'd like you to present a preview of the webinar you're holding tomorrow, the 24th. It's free on your Facebook page, Secure Free Society, about the border crisis. Tell us something about it, Joseph, for the morning.
Yes, John, as we've been talking about on the show, the border crisis is probably the number one issue right now in terms of national security intent, in terms of policy under the Biden administration. And so we're going to do a deep dive into that conversation tomorrow afternoon, both on our Facebook page and our YouTube page of Center for Secure Free Society, and we have invited two guests. They're former counterterrorism officials, they're former immigration security experts, or current immigration security experts. One of them is a senior fellow of SFS. His name is Dr. David Grantham, and he knows the issue very well because he's worked in Texas within the Texas jails to understand how these migration affects the current population inside the state. And then the second guest is Todd Bensman, who's wrote a best-selling book called America's Covert Border War. Todd was a former counterterrorism official in the Texas Department of Public Safety. And since he's got out a couple years ago or more, he's been traveling all throughout Central America, embedding himself with the caravans and finding what's the reality on the ground. And he's found a lot of those things that we talked about, those what they call special interest aliens or those irregular migrants from other parts of the world, Africa, Asia. He's embedded with them and interviewed them, and a lot of that's going to come out tomorrow in the webinar, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a reality on the ground from Texas of what's going on at the border and contextualize it with all the stuff we know about Latin America. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
Joseph Umar, Secure Free Society, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal in Colombia. I'm John Batchelor.